Today, as we take communion, I'd like to invite all of you that are born-again believers to join with us. As we studied Romans on Wednesday morning with Chuck Missler, each session he reviews the prior lessons. And he states a quote that was made between Socrates and Plato in 500 BC. It may be that a deity can forgive sins, but I don't see how. How can a righteous God forgive sins? God cannot do anything that is outside of his character. We can sweep things under the carpet. We're not righteous. God is a righteous God. So there are things that God can't do. Those things are the things that are outside of his character. God cannot lie. 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. Now I remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. Now this is the gospel. The gospel isn't the whole Bible. The gospel isn't a bunch of rules. This is the gospel. For I delivered to you of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. That is the gospel. That is the good news. The solution on how a righteous God could forgive sins. He paid the price for those that put their faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. 1 Corinthians 11:26. As for as often as you eat the bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. There is the solution. We are proclaiming the death of Jesus Christ. It's because through his death, we have forgiveness and life. That is how a righteous God can forgive sins. He can't just sweep it under the carpet. The price had to be paid for. So, as we take communion today, keep that in mind. God just can't do everything. When it comes to forgiveness, he's a righteous God. As Tony was mentioning, the world wants to say he's a loving God and he wants everybody to be in heaven. He's also part of his character is he is righteous. He has to do what is right. 1 Corinthians 11, 27-32. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judge ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world. The first part of that says, in an unworthy manner. What is an unworthy manner? Now the Corinthians They were having love. They were just blowing it completely. So here, we wouldn't think about an unworthy manner. But I want to bring a couple things about MacArthur brought forth and what an unworthy manner is. It's taking communion in a ritual or indifferently. Now, because we have communion each month, this sort of becomes, oh, well, we're just going to have communion. It's just something we do. No, there's only two sacraments that God asks us to do. One is baptism, and one is communion. This is a very, very important aspect of a Christian life, is to declare the death of Christ and to acknowledge that He paid the price on the cross for our sins. The other aspect there is we can take communion with an unrepentant heart or an ungodly attitudes. So basically, if we're not right with God, we shouldn't be taking communion. So we have this time as the servants come forward, the servers come forward and pass out the elements, and John plays. What I would do for myself, and I would encourage you, if there's anything in your hearts right now that would be ungodly, that would be sin that you haven't repented of, that you take this time to get right with God and to confess your sin and just get your heart state, because it's about your heart. So, First Corinthians 11:23-24. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, broke it, and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Father, thank you for Jesus, who is the bread of life. Take the bread. In 1 Corinthians 11:25, in the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This is the cup, the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Father, for the new covenant that was sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Take the cup. We just thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. Father, we thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. We thank you that we can be called your children. My request, Father, as we go out today, may we be good ambassadors for you. May we bring glory to your name. May we have hearts full of thanksgiving for all that you are and all that you have given us. Bless these people as they go. Guide our paths. I just ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.